gossip, music, news, entertainment, and heated discussions. The DJ Blaze Radio Show starts now.
Welcome back to another episode of the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast. You can find us everywhere you get your podcast for free 99. I go by Be Easy.
I go by Corey.
I go by the man that's sitting next to the man that's sitting next to the man named L.
You must be see ghosts.
Nah,
you see all of them men's.
The men's.
How are you doing, L?
Good. How are you, man?
I'm all right. Welcome back.
Yeah.
Safely?
Yeah. A little 9-to-5 ride.
A little 9-to-5. Had to bust some blocks?
Just, you know, visiting family.
Oh, that how you know a nigga really bust blocks, when he make sure you know he's visiting family, because a front will be like, yeah, I had to do some things.
Right.
Yeah, shout out to you and your family.
What you been up to, man?
We'll tell you what I've been up to after we find out what Corey been up to. How you?
I'm chilling. I'm good.
You good?
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
But I'm pumped.
Yep. I tell you what, I'm gonna get my ass whipped. That's what I've been up to.
Football?
Basketball.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm in a basketball league, and we had a game yesterday. And the score was 101-55.
Wait.
Y'all were on the 101 side?
Huh? Two questions, okay? You go first.
Y'all are going by twos, or y'all going by fives?
Either way, it's bad. Either way, it's bad. What was your question, ma'am?
I said, so y'all were not the 101 side?
We were not the 101 side. We were pummeled. I'll tell you my stat line. So I didn't play in the first half. I decided not to. I saw where things were going. But I didn't want to waste my time, so I was like, well, let me go in 10 minutes left in the second half. My stat line was I was 0 for 1. I shot the ball one time. I got one rebound. I did get a rebound.
Are you the coach, too?
We don't have a coach.
How do you decide when you go in there?
When I want to. That's what niggas was doing. This is like, shit, fuck this, I'm going in. It was at one point, our team started making shots and coming back, and we was only down by like 20. So it got down, and then the ball went out of bounds.
Coming back.
Yes, and then the ball went out of bounds, and then, you know, it allows for people to come in, you know. And the ball went out of bounds, and five whole niggas just went in. I'm like, what are y'all doing? Them boys on the run.
They ready to play.
Ready to play now. Yeah. Dang. They want to get a piece of the action. So I had I played 3 minutes. I was 0 for 1. I got one rebound, and I did foul a nigga. So I got a foul too. So that was my stat line for game one. We play today, so we'll see how I do today. I think the difference is I'm gonna stretch today. Got out there a little bit too early, so I'm gonna stretch before I leave the house, and then I'm gonna do another round of stretching when I get there.
What's the heights of the people that were playing, man? Something's off. Something for y'all to lose that much.
Nah, them niggas was just better. They literally was making like all their shots. Like, yeah. Then we were missing a lot of shots. So
hey, don't feel bad. I
don't. I'm 43. I don't care. Them niggas was like, I'm embarrassed. I was like, why? Them niggas was windmill dunking.
Oh, they were?
Yes.
Were they younger? Like, what is your age group for your team?
Well, I was going to go ahead and say I'm the oldest.
That's how you're able to choose and say, hey, I'm going in.
No, it's everybody on the team was doing that, though. So it's not we. So a young kid got everybody up for our team. He was 19.
Okay.
And he's not even from here, so I commend him for getting the team together. But
a little ringer.
Nice.
Yeah, so he got the team together. But the team we play, like a lot of those guys, I know them because they from, you know what I'm saying, they from the same city, I'm from whatever. Mm-hmm. So I know them. One of them definitely played 4 years in college. No, two of them did. Then I think one of his homeboys was on their team that he went to college with or something. But they were dunking, and it wasn't like, ooh, he dunked. It was like, damn, he dunked.
Oh shit.
Yeah, like, get out the way. This you're gonna get embarrassed. But so that it ain't an age thing, cause like I'm the oldest on the team, but everybody else is like in their 20s.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't like they out youthed us.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I was wondering.
Nah, it was right. It was just better.
That's crazy. I was at a high school game, girls. Mm-hmm. And One team, I'm not going to say home team or not, you know, away team. One team had 8 points.
Wait. You're not going to not embarrass them when I just say 101 to 55. All right. Who is these schools?
Home team is West Florence High School.
Okay. Oh, that's why, because that's your home
team. No, I mean, it's not really.
So who was the away team?
Away team was, I don't know.
You don't know what they were from?
I forgot. Crestwood, maybe.
Crestwood, okay.
Could have been Crestwood.
It was purple?
Yeah, Darlington colors.
Yeah, that's Crestwood.
Yeah, so it was 8 points on the home team for like a whole quarter.
Jeez.
And the other team had like 74.
That was for the game?
That was for the game.
So the team was 74 to 8? I mean, the game was 74 to 8?
No, they scored one more. 10.
So 74 to 10?
Are you kidding? Yeah.
That's not bad. It's a game I saw last year or the year before that.
That's not bad.
100 and something to nothing.
But that's close, though.
But that's bad.
What's close?
10 baskets is only, 10 points is only 5 baskets in the whole game. The other team almost scored 100.
Yeah, 10 to 70 something?
No, I said 100 and something to nothing. For the whole game.
It's just
that's what you're about to tell us.
No, that's what I saw. I saw that like last year or year before last. It was a girls high school game, and it was 100 and something to nothing.
That's crazy. So,
jeez.
It could have been worse.
What?
Where's the girl basketball players?
Where's the coach? Ones. Coach supposed to be like, all right, we good. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, well, see, when shit like that happens, though.
It's like 50 points, right?
No, hell no. The ref will come over and be like, hey, coach, you want to run the clock? Keep running the clock?
Yeah.
So they'll do stuff like that. Like, they'll keep running the clock to not prolong the game. Because every time the ball go out of bounds, the clock's supposed to stop.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll be like, you want to run the clock? Yeah, run the clock.
Well, the coach of the home team came up to me.
That clearly ain't happened on your team.
Oh, it did.
He came to me at the end of the game and said, you ain't got no daughters. I just laughed with him and said, nah, man.
Your daughters would be ringers.
I don't know. I seen a couple of girls that knew how to handle the ball and
at the other school.
Still lost, yeah.
Oh, for your school.
For
the home school,
yeah.
I mean.
Yep.
Yeah. But, so that happens. I told them, boy, like, I've been on the losing end of a game like that in football. We lost like 58 to nothing. And people will be like, well, I'm embarrassed for them kids. Like, after a certain point, you just don't care. You be like, shh, there ain't nothing we can do.
For real.
I be more mad when we lose by like 10 and under, because you had a chance and y'all did something wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You get beat like 15, like, and people was messing up. But you get beat by 40 points, 50 points. They were just better than you.
Yeah, like y'all weren't going to beat them this game.
There's nothing you could have did. You can't be mad at the coach.
If you lose by 2 points, it's like, oh, my, it was right there.
Yeah.
Be mad at somebody because somebody messed up.
Somebody messed up.
For them 2 points.
Dang.
Somebody missed an assignment.
Like 40,
or something.
50?
40, they was just better.
We were going to lose.
And it's a guy, I knew him all my life. Before the game, he was like, 40 points. I was like, whatever, nigga, we got y'all. At the little handshake line, he's like, yeah, I told you 40 points. I told you 40. I was like, yeah, you underestimated, my nigga. Yeah, but I've never seen anything. I never seen nobody score 100 points in like a city league game. And them niggas scored 101. But anyway, that's what I'll probably be checking in with y'all from periodically about my basketball life. We do have an email, y'all. So last week, we talked about, I guess it was for one of the list episodes, and we were talking about maybe we was going to do the Boondocks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Was it like we was going to do the Boondocks?
We said if somebody emails us and tell us to do the Boondocks, we were doing it.
What were we going to do, like top five episodes?
Episodes, yeah.
Okay, well, we do got an email from the homie Rhea, and she says, here's your one email saying to do the Boondocks.
So, there we go.
I don't know when, because I got to go back through and watch some, because I got some that I think, you know, is good, you know, that stand out to me, you know, smoking cigarettes with friends.
Oh,
and
my God.
Nigga, you know what I'm saying? And,
don't say them now.
It's a lot of them.
You got them in there. You got at least 5.
Bushido Brown, that was one that stand out, but it's a lot of them. So we'll come back with the time. Maybe in a couple weeks we'll do it.
You do it next week, man.
Nah, that's too soon. I don't got time enough to go through 3 seasons of shows.
I do
because I'm
why
thorough.
You got okay.
Yeah, I'm thorough.
We gonna see.
Yeah.
You gotta You got to say your favorite scene from
that episode.
Episode, since you're going through it, then we all go through it.
Yeah, yeah, all right. Yeah. A few weeks, but that'll be next on the agenda. Speaking of next, have y'all been in mourning this morning and last night?
Yeah, kinda. Cause you know when I go to when I'm going to bed, mm-hmm. I watch TikTok.
You do?
Yeah.
You do? Okay.
I only get by probably three videos and then the phone is
in. Oh, cause you're tired.
I'm sleeping my hand, something like that.
What about you?
I wasn't sad.
You wasn't sad at
all? I was on Red Note.
Oh, okay. You really into China? Somebody was saying like they wouldn't recommend Red Note because it's like the thing they're accusing TikTok of. Red Note is definitely that.
I feel like all the apps do it.
No,
all
not doing apps. It, but they're saying that TikTok is ran by the government, China's mm-hmm, government. Mm-hmm. But they're saying Red Note definitely is like you. They know that the government is inside a Red Note.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. What is Red Note?
It's basically
another TikTok.
For real? I never heard of it. Okay.
They are number one right now.
Oh, like I guess because
everybody over there. Mm-hmm. Everybody. Like when TikTok shut down, Canadians went over there because Americans aren't allowed.
Oh.
UK went over there because we're not allowed. Like Russians over there. Everybody's like, nah, we with the Americans. Y'all banned them, so we out.
Mm.
Like
so they left TikTok?
They left TikTok. Red Note is the number one social platform right now, and it happened in 24 hours.
But is it number one or is it number one growing?
It's the number one.
Like more than Facebook?
It's more than everything right now.
That's crazy. Everybody's looking for that TikTok again, I guess.
Yeah, well.
The reels and shit like
that. But I mean, that's on every other social site, though. Like even YouTube got shorts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I was wondering like why were people like a lot of people like so upset because like the same like a lot of the videos I see that's on TikTok it'll mm-hmm. be on Facebook or Instagram mm-hmm. people will just put it on their Instagram or whatever. And then I saw somebody say like the algorithm on TikTok is better than other places, so you'll kind of see the stuff you want to see more.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that made sense, but.
So Red Note is in
the Red Note. My Red Note algorithm is just like my TikToks now. It happened real quick.
Yeah, that's what.
So Red Note is like the logo is in Chinese.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a Chinese app.
It's like, a Chinese app.
Okay.
But as soon as you switch over to language, and then you start seeing a whole lot of people from China, and everybody been talking, and it's a lot of people from China and America and other countries, they like, yo, this is why they didn't want us to be together. Cause now we all seeing a lot of truth. Like people are talking and conversing on there.
How long do you think that gonna last?
Who knows?
Until TikTok opens back up in a couple hours.
It's already back.
It's back, but it's not fully back.
Yeah, it ain't fully back.
It's not fully back, but
you can't watch the videos yet.
Red Note seem real cool right now.
But we all together on every other thing though.
Except TikTok. China was banned from TikTok. Like the Chinese can't use TikTok.
But can't use TikTok?
Yeah, like in China.
They were still using it though.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
is it another app?
It's a few somewhere in China they have them banned on China banned on TikTok. Because when I got on there last night, it was a lot of Chinese people talking about it's so nice to see Americans again because we were banned from TikTok 2 years ago, so we haven't seen anything from y'all in a long time.
They said this in
English? Were they banned were they banned from America or were they banned from TikTok or banned from seeing Americans?
Banned from TikTok. They have not been able to use TikTok.
But they said they hadn't been able to see hold on, say what you said again.
So they have not been on TikTok. Like period. So they haven't seen us.
But they ain't been on no social media stuff?
Instagram? I don't know if Instagram works out there, but I don't think they really deal with Instagram. The thing is, they don't really work with Meta apps, a.k.a. Mark Zuckerberg.
But
I do know, I don't know what part of the country it is, that certain times of the day, they did have like a blackout, like you couldn't use these social medias or this and that. You couldn't use Facebook in certain times. Is that the same thing? I know you're saying that they don't have.
No, they were saying like we were banned. Like we are banned from TikTok. Like the way TikTok popped up, banned for us, that's how it pops up for them.
Okay.
But it's a Chinese app though.
Don't mean nothing.
That's crazy because last week? Was it last week? Pornhub in South Carolina got, you know, you can't get on it no more.
It's been like that in other it's been like that in other places too though. Like you can't.
No, I'm sorry.
Certain states.
North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Our areas for some reason is you pulling can't. Off of pinging off of Charlotte.
Off of Charlotte?
Yeah. Go to your phone now.
I don't go to Pornhub. No, sir. That would not be in my search history.
Oh, that's so off the wall.
Yes. It is. I'm not putting that in there. Pornhub.
But when you put it in, so it for some reason, where we're at right here, right now, we're pinging off of Charlotte.
Is it Charlotte or
it says
like Lumberton?
It says Charlotte on it. Mm. Yeah. That's why if you, like, say if you go into BestBuy.com. And you know, a lot of times you got to change the location. Mm-hmm. That same thing.
Sometimes it'll say Charlotte.
Most of the time it'll say Charlotte. Mm. Yep. So they're trying to get us in control.
Is that on your phone?
Yeah.
Because mine don't say Charlotte on Best Buy when I go on it.
Even the desktop also.
It'll say, mine sometimes will say like, it'll say a place that I recently was. An area I recently was.
Desktop also, it would do it on a desktop. Like oh, if you, I don't know if it's my IP address at home or whatever. Or
something like that, yeah. But I do notice that on certain, I have to be careful like when I go to like, say like Target.com or the Target app, sometimes it won't be my home store unless I said it. But I'm not getting ByteDance. I mean, Red Note. I ain't getting Red Note.
Yeah, I'm not getting it either.
I'm not getting Red Note. I already got fan base. I'm trying. It ain't enough people on fan base.
No. Nope.
A lot of haters when it comes regards to fan base too. And I just think it's because it's a black owned app. And it's a little different. Okay. What I was gonna say? Oh, TikTok. Oh, something else that went down that I didn't know they were connected. CapCut.
Yeah.
CapCut went down too.
Gone.
It's a few of them.
Yeah, it's a few of them.
Lemonade.
I don't. What is that one?
I have no idea.
I heard somebody talking about it on another. I think they're like a Pinterest. I think it's like a Pinterest type app.
Oh, okay.
If I'm not mistaken, because over the time Pinterest, because I used to go to Pinterest for like meal prep ideas and workout ideas and stuff like that, and then it started getting a little too addy, too many articles that take you off and all kind of stuff. So
yeah,
I think Lemon 8 is
you're right Pinterest. About that. You're right about that.
Yeah, I'm usually am.
Yeah.
So yeah.
That's what we doing today.
Every day. You don't forget about it.
I just looked up apps and top free apps. Red, what is it?
Red Note
is number one. Which is crazy.
I mean, it would be. But I wonder, is it, so you say it's number one numbers, like the most people on it, period, or is
it? Right now, it's like everybody, majority of people went over there.
Sometimes they do it. They'll put it in the top of like nobody had it this day, and then a million people get it like in a quick time. They'll rate it number one. So I wonder what the like the numbers are.
I don't know.
I'm scared of it.
I don't know. But man, they living in the future over there.
It's good. You like it?
Yeah.
You like it better than TikTok?
I haven't been on long enough. They don't have the shops.
Oh.
They don't have the shops.
I never got that far into TikTok to
No, I was in the shops.
The only
But it's literally the same thing practically. But now we have a whole lot of like Chinese people that actually live in China and people learning Mandarin over there now.
you gonna try to learn Mandarin?
Kuanghangshi. Kuanghangshu.
What is Kuanghangshi?
I don't give a shit.
What is Kuang Hong Shu then? I don't give a fuck.
Nah, I can't remember. But
Oh, so you just messing up? You just made up shit just now?
No, no, Kwang Oshi. That was actually a real word.
The neck is in it too?
Yeah.
Because you had the neck
right,
in
did
it.
You say it right? Did you say it right? Because they.
Yeah, I want to say I did.
Your tone was a little.
It was colored.
But everybody, let me look at it. Y'all keep talking so I can pull it up. Because it's hilarious. I really want y'all to hear this.
Yeah, well, man, your Mandarin had soul in it a little.
Yeah, it was a little too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little color.
I'm black.
How you say this in Mandarin then?
Girl, shut the fuck up. I ain't got a.
How you say that in Mandarin, you know?
Oh, they do have a.
She ain't even heard me.
I did hear you. I heard you.
They have a
but
what?
They have. They're teaching people like, oh, this is how you say shut the fuck up.
Oh, really?
Fuck you. Like, it's a whole lot of.
They better be careful over there because they'll come and get you.
The Chinese, they were like, we going to. It was one guy. He was like, traditional Chinese. That's cool and all. But I'm going to teach y'all the hood. Like, how to say, what's up? Like, we don't go hello to each other. No, they be like, long, long, yi. Like, that's how they talk. And they were saying, like, that's how we say what's up to each other.
Are you saying words
we don't
right
go
now?
Ni hao. Like, they were like, we don't say that to each other.
I don't want a Chinese person walking up to me. And I know they officially Chinese. Like, they ain't, like, been here for a while. And they come to be like, what up, though?
Hold on. Listen. Can you ready?
Uh-huh.
I have one thing to say to the American government that thinks that China is stealing my data. Guang wo pi shi. Guang wo pi shi. That simply means I don't give a shit.
I'm not good. I'm not sold.
Wait up.
Words I mean,
for red note. Ni chama chosha. Means what the fuck you looking at? Ni chama chosha.
Why he say it so angry?
Because he black.
Hey, black people saying this. I don't believe it.
No, it's that it when you actually look up the words. When they write it out and translate it,
yeah,
that's exactly what it means.
I need somebody in Mandarin to say it. I need some real person to say it, not us. We gonna put too much soul on it.
Ni chama chama cha.
He probably saying
he said, what the fuck you looking at?
I bet you won't go to your nail person to say that.
Huh?
I bet you won't go to your
nail. I do my own nails.
I bet you won't go to your nail person to say that.
I do my own nails.
Exactly. You get what I'm saying?
What?
You won't say that to yourself. Do y'all care about this Drake?
He mad.
Thing. Well, last thing about this TikTok thing, they did say Trump is doing something to get it the ban extended or whatever. So
it's a lot going on with Trump. Y'all heard Snoop Dogg performed at his inauguration ball?
Yeah, the crypto ball.
Yeah, I saw the video of him saying he was gonna get on anybody that performed at it.
That also. No, that was old though.
It's still
how
still
old was it?
That was so. Because I heard somebody else say that happened. He said that in 2017.
Mm-hmm. It still adds up now.
Well, no. What I'm saying is he said that then, but then now for him to switch up and want to be, and now he performing. It make everything he did make me look at him suspect.
Yeah, like paid.
Oh, they all yeah, they everybody get paid.
So yeah, Rick Ross performed, right?
Rick, I didn't see
it. Did he do a moonwalk?
I saw a video of it.
Oh, he did perform.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the same place because you know sometimes
wait, he
you
performed
watch,
where? He performed where?
At the inauguration.
Oh, I mean, the ball.
The ball. Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't see. I only saw a small clip of Snoop performing. He was DJing.
Yeah, singing a song.
And
yeah.
rapping.
They MAGAs make America gangsta again.
What'd they call it?
What?
What'd they call it? That, you know.
Yeah, he was soft shoeing.
Soft shoeing.
Yeah, he was hard shoe cooing. They had a nigga DJing, MCing, and rapping.
Who?
Snoop Dogg.
Oh.
Yeah, that nigga, all they had to do was give him some spoons and put some sand on the damn floor for him to dance and shit. Dance, boy.
Hello, my baby.
Here's the thing, though. So this article, it says he performed at to a lukewarm crowd.
Mm-hmm.
I think the white people, now that they got Trump back, they don't want none of that nigga shit.
Not people that was there, no.
But none, like, period. They don't want it no more. They don't want you out of the way, you blacks. Get your nigger ass out of the way. go do your little jigaboo dance somewhere else.
Not jigaboo.
And we'll have our white stuff, and you keep your black ass over there.
Stay over there, tar baby.
Yep.
Was Nelly on there, too?
I didn't see him perform yet, but he was on the line. So people was giving Nelly and Snoop the biggest flack.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I don't know.
How big you think that ticket was? Oh, they also said Nelly's charges from, was it last year?
So
ecstasy charges or something?
They got wiped out?
Yeah.
Maybe he did it for that?
Hey, probably.
Could have been. But, wait. Trump ain't in office yet, though, so.
Yeah, but I guess, you know.
He knows somebody who knows somebody.
One of those. Tomorrow.
Scratch my back, I'll scratch yours.
Yeah. You know. If it, so, somebody like Nelly, let's say, like, he did get his record cleaned up. Him.
And sponged.
Lil Wayne, Kodak Black, those people he got out. For sure. I could see them doing it, but Snoop, why?
That ticket was big.
It
he's in there now. Martha Stewart loves him, and they love him.
But hey, you didn't watch the Martha Stewart thing, though.
The documentary?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Him and her getting together was organic. It wasn't like some secret like plan to make Martha bigger. Make
no,
bigger.
I'm not saying you know it was. I'm just saying that, you know, a lot more people like him more. Because he's, you know, the cooking show and all the other shows and stuff like that. And this is just another notch under the belt. Like, hey.
But sometimes the, like, this side like you and that side like you just happens. You can't, like, calculate it to happen.
No, you
sometimes
can't.
That's when it backfires on you.
Yeah, it could.
Hopefully it does on him. I looked at, let me tell you, I love a Crip. Love a Crips, all the Crips in the world. It was kind of cool seeing him Crip walk and have the uniform on at the Super Bowl or whatever. But then I was like, can we save some of this shit for the hood? Like,
yeah,
it was a little too much. A little too much.
And too many years of doing it. He is what? 65?
Yeah.
What is he?
50, 50,
nah, he's
55,
not 65,
56. He's at least 62.
No, he's not.
he's like 55, 56.
57.
Ice-T is a Crip.
I thought he was affiliated. I don't think
he a Crip. He a 30. He a 30 Crip.
Okay.
Yeah, rolling 30. He said it himself. I mean, he said it on Drink Champ, so.
You got a Ice-T impression?
I don't.
What's his name on the show?
Tutuola.
Yeah, you ain't got a Tutuola.
I don't got a Tutuola.
You know what? I'm going to work on a Tutuola.
Cat killer. I don't know. I got to hear him a lot. I got to hear him a lot.
Yeah, he's dead.
His, he always have little quips when he say shit. I guess he ran out of gas or some shit like that. When somebody get blown up or something, and then I guess he ran out of gas. So I don't know. I ain't watched Law and Order in a while. But yeah, I don't know. I hope it backfires on Snoop. Nelly. Nelly could die today. I wouldn't give a fuck.
God.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm done with Nelly. It's over.
Sheesh.
Hopefully Ashanti got... poor Ashanti. She got to deal with this shit.
What?
Her man, her baby daddy.
She knew.
Being a Trump, you know what? She probably did.
Come on. You know your man.
She is the plus one.
Yeah. What do you mean?
She went wherever he went.
No, but I'm saying like they just got back together.
Yeah.
They didn't just get back together. She had a whole baby. But I'm saying just back together
like in the last year or two.
A few years.
A few?
You got to be pregnant for a year. Practically.
Get it right. A fucking whole.
10 months.
Okay. That's not it. Still
it's
not
practically.
So the baby's
I said
here?
Practically.
I'm practically rich.
So the baby is here?
You a thousand now.
They had the baby?
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
Is she pregnant again?
No.
Because I heard somebody not say something like her. She had a baby and got another one on the way.
Oh, wow.
Or something like that. So.
Yeah, I'm done with that.
I don't really keep up with celebs like
ever
that.
Ever since Grills came out, it was over.
You didn't like him?
Yeah, he's over. It's over.
He was kind of corny. He was gimmicky a lot.
A lot?
He was gimmicky a lot.
The first song was a gimmick.
It wasn't a gimmick. You ever listen to the dirty version?
Of what song?
Down Down Baby.
Yeah, but that was a gimmick.
It wasn't
That a gimmick. Was, hey, let's see how country we can get.
No, the song
the name
wasn't
of the,
country.
The name of the album was Country Grammar. Come on, man.
That's yeah, but that's I'm talking about that one particular song. That one particular song was really gangster. If you listen to the real hook.
I have to listen to
it. Yeah, he talking about shooting and shit. but yeah, Air Force Ones. Let me see you grill. It was kind of gimmicky.
I got the tune in the tune. I'm on the bottom. I got the tune. I'm on the bottom. Let me see your grills. Yeah, nah, I'm done. It's over.
Yeah, he made JD look bad.
But
he,
you know what?
He didn't. He wasn't rapping for y'all.
He was rapping for white people. Oh,
he was rapping for women more so.
You're right. He always had
drop down and get your leg along, girl.
That was corny. Oh my god!
But it made women dance. It made women shake their asses in the club. That's what he made music for.
No, for your body.
It's getting hot in here.
Yeah, white people love that.
And he got Memphis and like he got all of them.
St. Louis.
No, yeah. I'm not talking about. I'm talking about what's his name?
Murphy Lee.
Murphy, yeah, thank you. Yeah. My bad, Memphis. I was gonna say Murphy Lee. I forgot his name.
You think about the Rock of Lunatics.
I don't know. But anyway.
They were
showing off for women.
He hasn't done anything.
They were not for the dudes.
Since the video.
What video?
The video.
Tip drill?
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, he got in trouble for that too back then. But
that was the last good thing he did.
That was an amazing video.
BET Uncut.
Oh my god,
Hot in Here was uncut too.
Oh yeah, they did have
a, they have a, yeah, uncut hot in her?
Yeah,
yeah.
Had a
when he was, you remember that girl he was dancing with?
No, I don't. Tell me, she was dark skinned.
Yeah, they were doing a lot. Like
hot in her video.
Hot in her.
In the video, I remember the video.
And they actually were saying, "Burn, motherfucker, burn!"
In the hot and her video. Because they had a little clip of them
with Cedric.
Yeah, I do remember that. I do remember that vaguely.
But yeah, that was an uncut.
But the tip, so it's two verses of the song "Tip Drill," and the version on the video is a different one.
Mm-hmm.
But that one part, he said she told him to do it. That was one of the
about the swipe.
Yeah, the swipe. Yeah. You can say it. I mean, your pastor listening or something?
Nah, I mean, I'm just...
he talking all... I don't want
coded.
Yeah. The home school, away school.
I mean, that's what it is. It was the swipe.
You got the feds?
What else am I going to call it?
I don't know. He swiped his credit card in her ample ass cheeks.
Her cheeks.
Yeah, in betwixt.
It was a good video, especially.
It was a lot of G on G action in that video, and it made me the man I am today. In the tub. Oof.
Oh, I remember that.
It was before what? There was.
I'm listening. Go ahead.
You remember?
That's my Michelle.
Yes.
Yeah, Michelle.
I'm gonna put the dick up in you.
Why do you sound like him?
That's
so creepy.
That nigga got a heavy tone. That was about a heavy tone. That's my Michelle. I'm gonna put the dick up in
you. Do the growl.
What?
Yeah, you listen
why
to
it. Yeah, but growling. Why do y'all know? Why do you know it? Like,
no, why don't you know it?
For real?
Because I only heard it probably once.
Hey, that's all it takes.
I heard it once, but then on TikTok, everybody was doing their parodies, but they had it playing with it.
Oh, that'd have been funny. I wish I'd have sold those.
Yeah. But
he was like, "What's your name?" Michelle Johnson.
Oh, trying to, loop that it wasn't
it's like, what's set wrong up? With y'all? Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
But yeah, hopefully, people was comparing, people would be like, we hope y'all do Snoop like y'all did Chrisette Michelle, but you can't compare them too.
I was going to say the same thing. It's like,
at all.
She can't even be his assistant.
Well, it's not that. So Chrisette went against her core audience. Her core audience said, don't go there.
Yeah, but I mean, 10 people don't count.
Well, 9 of those 10 people
stopped
listening to her music.
Oh.
So her career is basically over.
Come on, man.
What, Chrisette Michelle?
Her
career is over.
Her career was over a long time ago.
No, it wasn't.
That.
She was on songs with like Jay-Z and all kind of shit.
That was it.
Nah, she had her own. She had like her own.
She had a Blue Cantrell run.
No, it was longer than Blue Cantrell. Cantrell had "Hey Ladies," that's it.
Hey ladies,
that's it.
When we were scheming, I was beaming, the beamer just beaming.
Yeah, that's all Blue Cantrell had.
Oh, yeah.
But Chrisette had, you know, she had some songs.
Her name is more fit. Her name is more known than the songs.
No, that's very true. I don't really know Chrisette Michelle songs.
I mean,
you know, because you're a Jay-Z fan, and she did one thing with Jay-Z, and it's like,
boom. No, I knew her before then, but that was like,
how far?
Like,
before?
I know her name more than her songs.
Yeah, that's what I just said. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Like, I'm genuine.
But are you like a neo soul type listening to two
people? Yeah. Mm. I just didn't really listen to Chrisette. Michelle.
Somebody has.
What?
Nah, what she
you
just
got the
said.
Face. Go ahead.
No, it's what she just said. You didn't hear what she said?
No, I didn't hear.
She said, that's my Michelle.
I'm sorry. I'm done.
I don't think.
They can't do her. I mean, they can't do Snoop. Whether people stop listening to Snoop or not, he already has all his money from everybody.
Obviously, he don't.
So far.
Yeah, he got paid to do it.
I mean, he got paid, but he...
He probably got paid like $1 or $2 million or something like that.
You think so?
He still got money.
They offer $3 million to perform at the RNC or something like that, and he turned it down.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's why I don't respect... Okay. That's why I don't respect Snoop for doing it.
What?
Nah, you just threw us off. We didn't know what you were doing.
Oh, no. I didn't want to... In the mic, I took a bite.
You really could just turn... You watch this.
Whatever.
Yeah, because... Well, good for not doing that in the mic, because I've been told that drinking in the mic, you know...
You and your tea?
Yeah, somebody was like, that's aggravating.
They hear it when you open it.
Somebody
up
said it
all.
To you?
Yeah. Not only that, me opening it, it's like, you slurp so hard on the teeth. Like, it's hot. It's like, I don't care. I don't want to hear it. So
I'm glad they said that, because that one episode.
When I got you?
Talk about me eating
with us
candy.
And the candy?
I haven't brought candy back since.
You shouldn't.
He said, I love my co-stars.
I might have been hungry.
But y'all niggas going to eat. Y'all not going to eat candy.
I might have been
candy. More
hungry that day. That's why you heard it.
Apparently so. Your mouth was moist as hell.
Hey, yo. Watch it.
Hers too. What was you eating that day and your mouth was so moist?
Watch it.
It was not. I was eating Skittles.
Okay.
Yeah, it was.
It was. You had the.
It was the crunching.
It's like, you know, like when you about to throw up and your
corners,
your glands.
That tangy.
Yeah, and your glands open up, your saliva glands. That's how it sounded.
That's what it did sound like.
It sounded like your. Just
you better stop co-signing.
I'm just it did
candy
like,
man.
It
was just, you better.
Well, we're not talking about me or you. We talk about being his cup of tea.
His cup of tea.
Yeah, y'all didn't notice that I've been pushing the mic away every time I drink.
Mm-mm. Yeah, but you know, you do your own thing sometimes. Sometimes we don't pay you no mind.
Jeez. Sounded so hard.
Girl, shut the fuck up. I ain't gotta explain shit to you. Fuck. Ain't say the shit about shit. Just say it, bitch.
Oh, you gonna play the whole thing? You gonna play the whole thing?
Damn.
Yes, I will. Let's see what else happened this week. Do y'all care about this Drake?
No.
Lawsuit?
He said no.
No, and I'm a super big Drake fan.
You a super big Drake fan?
Yes, I am.
Really?
Yeah.
So you feel like he won the...
Definitely not that. He didn't win nothing.
You don't think he won the...
He won all the way up until...
Up until when?
Kendrick probably put out...
Euphoria?
The last two, yeah.
Oh, the last two songs.
Yeah, the last
two. But I mean, what did Drake put... Oh, Family, you think Drake was winning with Family?
Yeah, he had the lead.
You think he had the lead when he dropped Family Matters?
Yeah, at the time he did.
In your eyes?
Yeah.
You think Family Matters was better than Euphoria?
No, it wasn't better than Euphoria.
Okay.
He had the lead because he went first. Let's go by that.
What did he go first on?
Family Matters?
No, that wasn't first.
No, what was it? It was...
That's why I'm not asking these questions to be asshole. I want to see where your...
It was that...
Your thought process is.
Oh, I got it. Hold on, I got the playlist. I do know... When they put out the map of the house, the one that came out before that.
That was Family Matters.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, but that was his next to last song.
Mm. Okay.
Because Kendrick, it was some stuff before Kendrick was on Future Song. But Like That came out, then Drake came out with one song. Drake came out with like two songs. I think he came up with push-ups or something like that. Drop and give me 50.
Yeah, drop and give me 50.
And then he came up with that song that had Tupac and Snoop Dogg AI voice on it.
I didn't count that at all.
I didn't even listen to those, and then they got taken down.
Yeah.
Then Kendrick came out with Euphoria.
It was Drop and Give Me 50.
It was the Drop and Give Me 50 song. Okay. Yeah. All right. I got you.
He said some shit in there. That's what made me.
Yeah. He did.
And it was direct. It wasn't like a, oh, who's he talking about? It was a direct thing. So that's what I liked about it. But
well, in the midst of all of that, all of the releases and Kendrick, Kendrick is the team that beat us. Kendrick is a team that scored 101 points. And Drake is 55. Drake is my team. It's like we suing the gym for letting them beat us and promoting them to beat us. That's what Kendrick, that's what Drake is doing now. He had a lawsuit and then he dropped the lawsuit. He has a new lawsuit against the record label. And he's saying that they released Not Like Us to convey the specific, unmistakable, and false factual allegation that Drake is a criminal pedophile and to suggest that the public should resort to vigilante justice in response. And so, right around the time when the beef was going on, he was beefing with The Weeknd. One of The Weeknd people got shot. They retaliated and shot somebody at Drake's house.
Okay.
So they're saying that
the security guard, right?
Security guard or somebody. I can't remember security who guard. It was.
Yep.
So they're saying that 3 days after the release of Not Like Us, the shooting that took place at his house was a direct reaction to the song. And as a result of the shooting, Drake decided to pull his son out of school in Toronto and arrange for the child and his mother to leave the city. He's saying that UMG propped up Not Like Us for financial gain for its executives. The move was also done to maximize Kendrick Lamar's sales and devalue Drake in order to gain leverage to force Drake to sign a new deal on terms more favorable to the UMG. I say they removed copyright restrictions for Not Like Us on YouTube and Twitch, allowing third parties to spread the song to large audiences. And then he names some streamers, Casanot, No Life Shack, RDC Gaming, Zayas, and Cartier Family. Only one of those I know is Casanot. I don't know those other people named in the suit. And people were mad that he named all of these black people and didn't name any of the white people that were doing the same thing. Again, Not Like Us. He confronted UMG about his role promoting false pedophile accusations, which resulted in violent threats, reputational, financial damage, and more. But they continued to republish and promote the song despite knowing the allegations were baseless. But Kendrick could say the same thing about him when he put out the song. He said in the song, like, Kendrick beat up his wife.
Yeah.
And that his kid wasn't his, and she was sleeping with his, I guess that's his friend or best friend or whoever the guy. What's my man name? He said his name in his song. Dave Free. Yeah, Dave Free.
He's just mad because that A minor hit so hard.
It hit hard.
Like, you can turn the speakers off in the club and everybody's gonna say that part.
Kendrick warned him. He warned him.
You think he got more?
Who?
If because they say Drake has another song or just mentioned something else recently, last week.
Someone in that song with
Yeah, I didn't hear it, so I couldn't tell.
I heard people talking about it because they saying he was talking about LeBron.
That too.
In that song.
Yep.
And
possibly Future?
I don't know. Maybe was talking. I think he was talking about. I think they did say that too. Yeah. What you mean? Who has more? Drake has more or Kendrick?
You think Kendrick got more ammo?
Oh, God, yes. Yeah.
Y'all think so?
Yeah. Bro, do you?
I think he blew his load.
No.
I think he was just getting
Have you
started.
Listened to his new album?
Yeah, the new album, fire. The best album this year, I think, for hip hop.
I don't think he done.
I think he was just getting
started. He was just getting started.
Like, yo, I got more. Like, you heard what he told him. That was a taste, man. Don't.
I hope he
got
more.
Push me.
He said, you better off going, hey, Pusha T, you think about pushing me.
He did say that.
And Pusha waxed. Pusha made that nigga run home with his tail between his legs. Pusha went diabolical.
He did. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Over your 40 hunched over like he 80. Nigga, yo, my homeboy catch a straight. Because he got, what he got, MS or something. That's.
You stupid.
For real, he did. Yeah, that's what he said, yeah, though.
You're right.
He talked about that man, daddy. He talked about your daddy and you ain't said shit. He told your daddy got on Steve Harvey.
You ain't do shit.
Got your daddy got on Steve Harvey suits.
He got a Steve Harvey mustache too.
Yeah. What your ass say?
What?
But yeah.
I don't know. I hope he do have more ammo. I hope something else comes back up. I hope he accidentally say something about Kendrick.
Yeah, and then Kendrick just unload
drop another
yeah.
one on him.
Yeah. So yeah. The record label basically saying that the claims are untrue, and that the notion that they would seek to harm the reputation of any artist, let alone Drake, is illogical. Said that we've invested massively in his music, and our employees are around the world have worked tirelessly for many years to help him achieve historic commercial and personal financial success. He could have avoided all of this by just making music for his fans, and they wouldn't have listened to it anymore.
A minor.
Yeah. So that was the pretty big news for the week. As far as that, you know, people talking about that because they feel like he's
crying about it.
Yeah, and he turned his back on the culture. So
that Rick Ross one, he could have kept that.
Which one?
The Rick Ross white boy comments and songs itself to Drake.
But it's proven true though, because he ain't carrying it like a battle rapper, black battle rapper in the beef. He's handling it like a white boy. Well, you talking about me being? You made a joke about me being a pedophile. I'm going to sue you.
I'm telling.
Yeah. Let's see what else happened this week. It's not very much. I want to do some quick hits. Well, do y'all want to delve and dive into this Method Man?
I kind of do.
Okay. Clifford Smith, also known as the METHOD.
That's funny. Man.
There you go.
Because there's two Clifford Smiths, right?
Who's the other one?
No, there's two Cliffords.
Yeah. There is another Clifford Smith. There and is. He's the host of Carolina Sports Talk.
The bada.
Yes, shout out to that Cliff. he's been accused of assaulting his daughter's ex-boyfriend while at a Crunch Fitness in his hometown of Staten Island.
Yep, yep.
According to a report, sources say that he punched 28-year-old Patrick Sequoia. I don't think he's black. with a closed fist. He apparently had a relationship with Method Man's daughter Cheyenne about a decade ago, and apparently things didn't end well. They don't say how things didn't end.
Yeah, they don't really go into it. Yeah.
They probably just broke it up.
I mean,
the cops came.
No, I'm talking about how it ended. The relationship didn't end well.
Oh, he probably said something slick. I'm all for it. I got two daughters. He said something slick 10 years ago.
Or maybe he put his hands on or something.
Da-da. And he finally caught up with him.
Yeah.
He said, oh, here goes.
Oh, I'm going to see you.
Here goes this motherfucker right here.
Yeah.
What was that shit you said?
Mm-hmm. Oh, did.
Yeah.
Because I don't think said. 10 years said.
Yeah.
The kid was, the guy's 28 now. He was 18. You older. Met the man in his 70s. You let that slide.
But 10 years, though, it's like Staten Island is a small town. It's a small area. Like.
Everybody says their place they live is small.
I mean,
no.
It's easy to run into, just like he ran into him at the gym.
So you mean there's only one Crunch Fitness on Staten Island?
Probably. But think about it. You go to a Crunch Fitness and Method Man is in there?
Method Man from Staten Island. I wouldn't be shocked.
But all of them niggas live in Jersey now.
Method Man live in Jersey?
Possibly.
Now, see, you said that with very much, you said that with a lot of authority the first time. Now you backing down, Drake.
I'm not backing down. I'm just saying it's real easy to, it would have been taken care of 10 years ago, I think, if something like
that. The Method Man wasn't a great rapper, well, a decent rapper and an actor. It would have been taken care of 10 years ago.
He could have sent them heads on him. It could have been taken care of.
He just happened to run into him on January 10 years later.
I don't know. Holding that, here goes this nigga right here for 10 years.
It had to be something physical. It couldn't have just been words.
Yeah. Are you for it? I'm for it.
He too old for this shit. There's a mugshot of Method Man. I don't know if that's really Method Man, if that's a real mugshot, because he looked kind of swole up too.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, it looked like he got beat up a little bit. So
he probably hit his.
So it was a back and forth
back then.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know it was a back and forth. I heard it was just like Method Man gave him a couple punches and it was it. Heard it was like a 7-piece. Dang. Well, I'm all for it. Like I said, if you put your hands on any one of my daughters or cousins or nieces or any other family member.
Well, he could have just been talking real slick under his breath.
That's what I'm thinking. I think he
10 years ago?
No, right then.
No, I'm talking about then. Oh. Like he could, they could have just been working out. Could have been like, all right, then stay over there. I'll stay over here. I'm just making up a scenario in my head that could have possibly went down. He could have been with somebody, and it was just like, oh, ain't that your girl? Ain't that your ex-girl father? Ain't that your girl father? And it's just like, shut the fuck up. Or it's like, fuck that nigga. You know what I mean?
Hey.
Method Man could have said, what you say? I've been waiting.
Yep. Well, I'm all for it, like I said.
For violence?
Yes.
Huh?
And yes, in that case.
Yeah, when it's fisticuffs, it's not shooting, so. Well, then you'll be all for this violence. Busta Rhymes, he's facing multiple assault charges after an alleged altercation with his assistant in NYC.
His assistant?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
On January 10th.
Male or female?
Busta got into, you tell me what you think. Busta got into an argument with the Shield Gables. What do you think that is?
I'd rather not say.
Over him being on his phone during work hours in the lobby of Gables' condo building in the downtown Brooklyn area. We're told the dispute soon escalated into violence when Busta slugged Gables multiple times in the face. Our sources say Busta took off after the alleged assault and Gables called 911. Police and paramedics quickly arrived on the scene and took Gables to a nearby hospital to be treated for a reported eye injury.
Ooh, wow.
Got your ass in check. On Tuesday, Busta turned himself in to the NYPD, and he walked in, and they said, put your hands where our eyes can see, and was given a desk appearance ticket for misdemeanor assault, attempted assault, and harassment. So, yes.
They say Busta Rhymes is real handsy, as they say. Mm. This is not his first offense, as they say. They say Busta Rhymes will put his hands on your eyes can see.
Mm-hmm. What do you think? What do you think transpired there with the guy?
I don't know. It's something. The building was named after the guy too.
No, that's his building.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, he owns the building.
No, it's his condo. He lived in that building.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought they said the building.
No, Busta was mad that he was on the phone during work hours.
Yeah, he told him plenty of times, stop taking Snapchat pictures.
And mm-hmm.
Stop taking them Instagram pictures. I bet you that's what it was.
He's his assistant.
Yep. And he just asked him.
Don't
put
your hands on me, though.
Busta really, you know, he asked stupid. Him. He asked the guy to pass the Courvoisier. And the guy was like,
black people are so unserious.
Maybe Busta, what it is right now.
What it is right now.
Mm-hmm. And then Busta was like, if you don't stop and don't act right, I'm gonna show you what it's gonna be right now.
Okay.
And Busta got upset and he was like, if you don't act right, this is gonna get dangerous.
Dangerous.
And the guy started talking shit and then Busta just flipped. He was like, woo-ah, and they started fighting and shit.
Busta Rhymes albums just dropped this week also. Last week.
What if this is just a stunt?
His album just dropped Friday.
What Tuesday album? What's it called? Extinction Level Event 4 or something?
Dragon Season. It's trash too.
Oh, you listened to it. That's why you didn't.
I'm sorry.
Try to say this week's song of the week is.
It definitely didn't come up for that album. That it's over.
It's over for Busta?
Nah, I'm not gonna say that.
You better stick to acting.
Nah. Ooh, yeah, he's a pretty good actor. Well, everybody hates his acting and Shaft. Yeah.
He was overacting.
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, he was overacting.
Bring your ass.
That type of acting in that movie fucked up that movie. No, because you got Peoples in the movie, Sam Jackson doing his thing, and then you got Busta Rhymes driving that Lincoln. Lincoln. You got a Lincoln like that?
I used to. That was a Continental, but you know, I had one of those. He was the typical.
Oh, that was a Continental, not the town car.
Yeah, the town car. That was the typical. What's that black thing from Star Wars that everybody was talking about? They was saying was racist because
all the yelling Finn.
What's the Jabby?
Jabba the Hutt. I mean, no, Jar Jar Binks.
Jar Jar Binks. He was the Jar Jar Binks of the movie. The Jamaican guy with the freaking.
He did have the things on the side.
Come on, man.
It was a little extra.
Yeah, he was.
That's her friend. You don't want to talk about your friend?
Y'all say what y'all say.
You real quiet over there.
She been quiet for a minute.
I'm just listening.
So quiet over there. We talking about Method Man and all of that. You got your 40
that whole,
belows.
I think it was stupid that he got himself in trouble.
Buster?
Like that. Mm-hmm.
Buster. Yeah.
It could be to keep his name in the algorithm.
It's a scenario. Here we go, yo.
When the clock strikes.
Here we go, yo.
So.
What you got, B?
I have a few. Well, hold on. Let me do this first.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Okay.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today.
Okay.
Because these blessings come from God, because I'm committing fraud. I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today.
Okay.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Okay.
I did a good job today.
Hey.
Because these blessings come from God. Cause I'm committing fraud. I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today.
Oh. It's our scam of the week music. So I got a choice. I got a few. It's just been real some scammy stuff been going on. We probably could do a whole scam episode with all the scams I got. So I'm gonna let y'all choose again this week.
Let's do it.
So it was a Waffle House is accused of scamming its employees. There's a French woman that was scammed by an AI-generated Brad Pitt. There was a Gucci. Well, this one would be more like an update. It's a lady called the Gucci Goddess, and she's scammed the government, scammed her job out of a lot of money. There's a COVID relief scam. And then Taraji P. Henson, someone used her identity to do some scamming. And then there's a pastor in North Carolina that stole.
That ain't new.
I'm gonna let Corey pick. I picked kind of last week, so okay. I'm gonna let Corey pick on this one.
French cut, French sleeves.
What?
French cut sleeves. That was
thank you. It's really longer, but I cuffed it.
Oh damn! Then you cuffed the cuff.
Yeah, because it's.
You got short arms.
Niggas with short arms, oh, deep pockets.
Oh, I know. Like, I know what that like is. That's a nigga shirt right there.
What do you mean?
Oh, no, go ahead.
This is from H&M female section. Thank you very much.
Not the.
Thank you very much. This is a big deal.
Not the. You know,
it's
I had
dress.
Your shirt on last week.
Oh, it's a dress?
Yeah. I just tied it up. It's a dress.
Oh, okay. All right. A little fashion.
Still talking shit?
Fashionista. Of course. That's how I'm going to die talking shit. Like Nipsey.
That's crazy.
He did. Shout out to
Nipsey. Let me see. I know about the Brad Pitt one.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
She's an idiot. Taraji.
You want to hear about
Taraji?
I want
to hear about that one.
Okay. Yeah.
What about? All right. I need you to do this.
What?
I know I wanted her to pick.
He got unbelievable.
You got to always interject.
Nah, I wanted her to pick. She picked the right one. But I need the preacher to show up for the scam in North Carolina.
Oh, when I do that one?
Yeah, I need you
okay.
to do that too.
I'll try to. Hopefully, I can put that in there. Shout out to Gino Jennings. Taraji P. Henson's. Her identity was stolen by a Chicago mom. Her email account was hacked by a Chicago mother who allegedly stole the star's identity, according to a report. Alicia Newby, guess the race. 29. She cried throughout a court hearing Sunday on a felony charge of continuing a financial crime enterprise after she allegedly racked up in excess of $12,000 in fraudulent charges, including more than $4,000 that was canceled after Henson's manager Notice the bogus transactions in August. Prosecutors didn't identify her targets, but police and court records cited by the newspaper list the Emmy-nominated actress as one of the victims in the case. As one victim in the case, it's unclear how Newby and Henson were connected, but investigators are now probing whether Newby victimized any other cast members from the hit Fox show Empire. As part of her scheme, Newby, who suffers from bipolar disorder and is pregnant with her seventh child, according to her court-appointed attorney, successfully targeted Henson's email account, prosecutors said. Once this was done, the defendant then raided the account for a variety of information, Assistant State's Attorney James Costello told the judge, citing phone numbers, addresses, and financial account data Newby was then able to use during online shopping sprees. Prosecutors said reps for Henson contacted Chicago police after her management spotted unauthorized charges in her name and realized the items were being sent to Southside addresses with no connection to the actress. Newby is also accused of defrauding J.P. Morgan Chase, American Express, PayPal, and several other companies in the scheme. She was arrested Saturday at her apartment in the city's Gailwood section. I wonder, is Gailwood a nice area?
I don't know.
They recovered some of the fraudulently gained merchandise she acquired during the alleged scam. Newby had her utility bills in her name mailed to both Southside addresses and managed to obtain a lease at one of the residences by using a second victim's identity. Damn. A postal worker refused to deliver packages at one of the addresses in September, thinking it was part of an identity theft scam. But Newby later got her hands on the ill-gotten merchandise after causing havoc at the post office. She was released on that's not a lot of money. She was released on a $10,000 signature bail and was ordered to submit to electronic monitoring, the same monitoring that Diddy will have around his neck when he gets out in the summertime. Oh, no, I'm thinking about something somebody else said on another show. Excuse me.
Yeah, because I'm like, what the hell?
So I was engineering Scumbag Lounge. Checked them out Wednesday. They're talking about Diddy might be getting out early because, like, the video they were saying, like, the sex in the videos was consensual. And 40 was like, Diddy gonna get out, but he gonna have to wear the damn monitor around his neck. So anyway, see what happened when you do too damn much. So yeah, so she got out a $10,000 signature bet. Is that what's $10,000 signature?
She probably just got like mail fraud or something like that.
But I mean, mail fraud is bad.
Yeah, I guess so.
Mail fraud carry like 15 years, don't it?
No, they wouldn't. That's not mail fraud. She didn't. They didn't charge her on mail fraud.
Because mail fraud, right?
That's big.
They got her for something small though, right?
They charged her for something smaller. If she got out on $10,000 bond,
yeah. What is a signature bail though? I wonder, is that just something you just sign for and get out?
What do they call that? They call it something else.
Surety bond.
Yeah, something they call
it. It's two letters. PR bond.
PR bond. That's probably what that is. Yeah. So we still need to guess the race.
Signature bail is also known as a personal bond.
Also, she didn't.
So she can allows the defendant to be released from jail without paying or collateral. Instead, the defendant signs a legal document promising to appear in court. They let her right out
to wreak havoc
and raise her kids.
I'm about to holler.
All like, six of them.
Yeah, we need some more equipment over here.
I ain't lying. But nah, you give her your address and then she fuck around and hack your damn shit.
Using your name on the south side.
Shout out to that postal worker for doing their fucking job.
Right.
They kept on looking at, oh girl, I think Taraji live here. She don't live here. This place is abandoned.
The window. She was like, Taraji do not live here.
The windows is boarded
up. Delivering this shit.
Mm-hmm. The blinds are broke.
Let me see. What was that neighborhood? Glenwood? What did I say?
It's the hood.
I bet you it ain't.
I guarantee you're going to pull it out and it's going to be the damn blinds is going to be broke. The grass is going to be worn out.
On the south side? Gailwood.
them damn scammers, man. They got it made, man. I think they just get greedy.
They do.
Let me get a little bit of
after,
that.
Yeah, after something, I'm out. Like,
I got a little shopping list.
Of relocating.
What I would like. I know somebody now that does scamming, and they keep on like, yeah, yeah, you could do it. Yeah, just get it sent to your house.
I know somebody that's been scamming for like the past 8-10 years, and they have nothing to show for it.
Yeah, you're right. I know some of those.
Like, what are you... If I scam that long, I no longer live in the country.
I don't know. I have to get out eventually.
I'm out.
Because they're going to catch up to you.
Yeah.
So I'm on Reddit, it says, somebody had asked, you know, they saw a house there and they looking at getting a house, and one person responded, said, I live here. It's a great neighborhood. Nice neighbors and quiet. It's pretty uneventful, which is a good thing. Another one said,
I thought you were going to pull it up on Google.
No, I did, picture, but you know you won't.
Picture of the house.
That's what the people are saying. Here's what it's on Trulia. It's a well-maintained, low-crime area, accessible to many things like parks and grocery stores.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So, she's a regular old scammer that she live in a nice neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. At least middle class.
I mean, she got 7 kids.
Well, 6, one on the way.
7.
Is that why they let her go? Because she got one on the way?
Might be.
Nah, they don't really take it easy.
I mean, she's about to pop. They
could care less.
She might be getting ready to pop.
You will have a baby in jail.
Well, we don't know about that.
But
Rikers Island, yeah.
Oh, yeah, y'all coming from a New York perspective. New York state of mind, if you will.
Like, they'd keep her, but.
They had a baby shower there.
Y'all should hate Snoop.
Why?
Damn.
Right. That Biggie shit?
New York. New York is the city of dreams. And everything in New York ain't always what it seems. You might be fooled if you come from out of town, but I'm dark by law and I'm from the dog pound too much.
I was barely born.
Too much. You know that. Yeah, you was a young
one. I was barely born.
You don't know that?
She's like 5.
No, I'm saying when it came out, I was barely born. She was a grown man. Bam, bam. I don't... Whatever they said back then, I ain't take personally. That wasn't about me.
But now.
What?
10 toes down for the city. You not 10 toes down for your city?
For my city?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm 9 toes down.
She's like, yeah, a little bit. A pinky toe down.
Shout out to New York.
And I only say that because New York don't help nobody. Like they half-ass.
They help the immigrants.
They half-ass help,
give them $3,000 a month.
They do give them they did give them an allowance when they got there.
$50 a week or something.
No, it was not.
Yeah, they give
it
them
a little more, and they got food stamps.
Yeah, the amount that people were saying online, it wasn't. They had to come out and do a press conference and say it was like, and they only could use it on food.
Because I'm not saying nothing is wrong with immigrants. Let me make that clear. But they can get jobs faster than we can.
Yeah, because so you if don't y'all hand them,
if, no, they get jobs.
You don't want to cut
so
grass.
If y'all sell, if y'all give them something, it better be just stamps. Like it better be to be used on food.
Like Kelly Osborne said. Without the immigrants, who was going to clean your toilets, Donald Trump? She thought she was getting up. They was like, wait, what?
Stupid as hell.
They was like, what the fuck? And she immediately knew it sounded bad, too, because she was like, but wait, what I mean was, like, no.
No, you said what you said.
Take your ass back to British.
You said what you said.
Take your ass back to British.
Back to British.
Britain?
British. No, I said it right the first two times. Yes.
The first two times.
Yes, thank you guys. L.
Yo, you can find me on Facebook at EL Murphy.
Okay.
Huh? You can find me on Instagram, Corison.
You can find me on social media at Preacher_BP. You can find the show on Instagram at DJ Blaze Show. Shout out to Philly. He back on them social streets. So if you're listening, Philly. Well, I already said something, so it ain't really nothing I can say to be like, send me a message on Instagram. I said something to my Instagram.
Oh, he back in the social world.
He back on the socials.
What brought him there?
I don't know.
Email us. Let us know.
Yeah. Email us. Let us know what took you back to socials, beloved. Email us djblazeshow@gmail.com. Let us know what you think. Wednesday, what are we talking about Wednesday?
Top five TV show dads.
Black?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay. I want to make sure because
I mean, not.
Yo, you foul as hell just, for that.
I want to make sure.
That's crazy.
I got one white one, though.
That's crazy, B.
I got one white one.
So is this TV dads, period?
Nah, it's blacks, but.
See, I have one white one.
My white one, you know, tune in Wednesday.
Yeah, y'all listening to this.
My white
y'all
don't talk like this. My white one was.
The week like, of he was cool. Martin Luther King birthday, y'all gonna do this?
Whatever.
Tune in Wednesday. You got
man. A little Martin Luther- on the thing, too, just nuts.
Oh, my bad. Martin Luther King, he was not a TV dad, so we're not gonna.
But I'm saying, you gonna honor him. Like this by putting
a
Al Bundy on there.
Oh, he was a great dad.
Al Bundy?
He stayed out the way.
Sure did.
He worked at a shoe store. How can he afford that working at a shoe store?
His house?
Afford
yes.
what?
Yes. His wife didn't work. He had three kids. No, how many kids? Two kids.
Just two.
And the dog. Didn't they have the dog?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Wait, I feel like they ended up having a third kid.
What?
And was Peg wasn't that bad.
It was a little kid out of nowhere.
Peg ain't that bad.
Peggy was. She could have got it.
Okay.
I'm just joking. Y'all know I'm crass a little bit.
You're not joking.
I've never had a white woman.
You never had?
Nah.
We had this talk before.
Yeah. I've never had one either.
Good. You've been with your wife so long until you should not say you'd have nothing.
Since we're talking about not having white people, I've never had a white man.
Wonderful. That's a lie.
No, I haven't.
In a way.
Music going out. It's your boy Beheezy.
It's your girl Corey.
Yeah, it's your boy Al.
And we out.
Let those 90 years listen. Whoever you ask, this is the DJ Blaze Show.